Joining us now on the line, Ken Boone from the Weather Channel. Try to get some sense of exactly where we are with this forecast right now, and where is this wind coming from? Good morning to you, Ken.
Good morning. Well, as we take a look at the weather map, we have a strong area of low pressure off New England, and then a high pressure out over the Midwest. And in between it, we're basically just funneling the winds. We get a strong, what's called a pressure gradient force, which basically means we're getting a quick change of pressure from that low in the northeast to the high in the nation's midsection over a short area, and all that wind is just kind of funneling in between that, and that's the reason why we're seeing the strong gusty northwest winds today.
So I'm sort of curious if you could give me some guidance on, you know, are we through the worst of it, or is the worst of it still to come?
Well, I think up through about noon, I think, is our window where we could see the worst winds, where we could see some winds getting over 50 miles per hour in places. I have seen some wind gusts to 50. I haven't seen a wind gust officially reported over 50, but I definitely think here over the next several hours, we could see those strong winds. Once we get into the afternoon hours, I think as that low pressure starts to lift, it's off the New England coast, we're going to start to see those winds reduce some, but it probably won't be until tonight and late tonight until we really see a dramatic difference in the wind.
Now, what kind of winds are they? What are they technically called if they're quote-unquote gusty? And Brian's hair is still as beautiful as it is right now. I don't know if that's a weather phenomenon or just bright.
Yeah.
You've got immaculate hair.
Maybe some good hair product, I guess.
Yeah. No, Ken, seriously, 60-mile-an-hour winds, is that a category of wind, or does it have to be involved in a storm for it to be, you know, tropical storm gust winds?
You can use those terminology to describe a wind. Of course, when you talk about category 1, 2, 3, 4, those are associated with hurricanes and associated with low-pressure systems. But you certainly could use that term to compare. Now, in order to get a hurricane, you have to be up to around 73 miles per hour. So we're not going to see wind gusts quite that strong. But we certainly could see some wind gusts here this morning that would be typical of what you would see in a tropical storm.
Yeah, except it's just not tropical. Yeah.
No,
I'm just
crazy.
What kind of damage comes when you talk about 50? I mean, apparently Reagan National last night, they recorded a gust up to 66.
Wow.
And what kind of damage comes? Obviously, you're going to have the tree limbs that break and those fall into power lines. What other kind of things could happen when you have that level of wind?
You're right. Mostly tree lines, power lines, certainly some power outages, anything, you know, trash cans. I know it's the winter time, so you don't typically see this much, but any lawn furniture, stuff that you might have outside, chairs, tables, that kind of stuff could potentially blow over. And so those kind of things could also be a concern.
We've heard some reports of roof damage. Is that common?
You can, with those strong wind gusts, because, you know, also like with a tropical storm, when you get those wind gusts, you can potentially have some minor roof damage. I wouldn't think we'd have major roof damage, with 50 to 60 mile hour gusts, but you could certainly have some minor roof damage.
Yeah, and 50 mile an hour wind, you're talking about sort of the weak parts of a tree or the weak parts of an old roof. Those are, it's always going to attack the weakest link in the chain, right?
Sure, sure, absolutely. And remember, those are actually wind gusts, so you're not seeing that sustained.
It's not sustained winds.
It's a wind gust. Yeah, the sustained winds are going to be typically more in the 25 to 35 mile an hour range for most of the day.
Right. So that's
then wind chill factors, of course.
Oh, absolutely. Wind chills could be down into the 20s. If you get one of those really high wind gusts, it might certainly get as cold as the teens, but I think wind chills probably with mid-40s today, by the time we reach our high, probably looking at the coldest, wind chills down in the 20s, but definitely with wind, certainly want to bundle up out there. It is going to be really cold.
It was just a very odd, I think I don't know, but it struck me as just a very odd phenomenon this time of year. It woke me up last night. The wind was so loud, I incorporated it into my dream, because it was just so there. And is that odd for this time of year? This seems to me to be more of like a spring type weather.
It may be a little odd that it gets potentially this far south. I mean, a low moving up the northeast coast in the wintertime, you know, in nor'easter is certainly fairly common. But to see the dramatic influence of the wind that far south is certainly not a common thing, but it's certainly not unheard of.
And perhaps very odd to have it work into your dreams. But that's just...
that's true.
No,
now, you know, in the summertime...
I'm not the only person that happens to. Come on.
All right, listen, we appreciate it. To Ken Boone from the Weather Channel. I really appreciate it.